Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Mike McCarthy Show, where the lead story is the Packers' upcoming game against the Cincinnati Bengals. And, Mike, in Cincinnati, the lead story is not scoring a touchdown in the first two games, and the Bengals fire their offensive coordinator. As you prepare for them, does that affect you at all?
Not at all. I think that's the worst thing that we could do is focus on a storyline and get away from with the video shows. Offensively, it really starts with the run game. They got three dynamic backs, so we anticipate them coming in here trying to run the football. Obviously, big-time receiver in Green. So it's important for our defense just to focus on the matchups, how we're going to play the game, and no differently for the offense. We need to focus on the things that we need to do to win the game. This is the National Football League. Every game's a grind. Every game's a challenge. It's good to be back home, be back on the grass at Lambeau Field and playing in front of our home crowd. But this is going to be a tough game like they all are.
Mike, their quarterback, Andy Dalton, right now his quarterback rating is under 50. But last year the guy threw for over 4,000 yards. Clearly he can get it done.
Well, definitely. And he's had good years there too. So, I mean, Andy's a veteran. There's a system that's been in place for quite some time. I have great respect for Marvin Lewis and a number of coaches on that staff. So this will be a prepared football team. Obviously, I think they probably prefer being on the road this week. So we're going to get their best punch this week, and that's what we're preparing for.
Mike, earlier you mentioned A.J. Green. And in the Houston game, not a great offensive game overall, but he makes a play against triple coverage, catches a bomb for 50 yards against three Texan players. That guy's big time.
Definitely, and that's my point. I mean, they can make plays. He's a Pro Bowl player in this league. And coming off of where we did last week, we got to focus on eliminating the big plays.
One of the things that will be a challenge is their defense. They may be 0-2, but their defense is 2-0, fifth overall, number one against the pass. And they got a guy that reminds me of Mike Daniels, Geno Atkins. That guy, he's all out every play.
And
he makes a bunch of them.
And he plays over 70% of their snaps on defense, and that's very high for a defensive lineman. So big-time player, very explosive, can really, really rush the passer, too, from an interior lineman. He's definitely a focus of ours. So, and as you stated, with the defense and their statistics, I mean, this is a very, very fundamental, sound defense. They play their schemes. And, they're going to really focus on matchups. We have some players that, whether they're going to play or not. So we got to do a really good job of make sure that we know where Atkins is and, the protection's right, running the football the right way. And this will be a big challenge.
Mike, you mentioned not knowing if some guys will play or not. You do have a lot of injuries. I won't ask you about individuals. The situation is too fluid. But how much of a hindrance is that element as you get ready for the Bengals?
Well, it's more than normal. So, but it'll change the way we practice this week. So, and that's due to the injuries and coming off of Sunday night football games. But at the end of the day, you have to improve your football team. The padded practice on Thursday will be very important because, let alone getting ready for the Cincinnati Bengals, we need to continue to develop fundamentally. So with our individual period, specifically our younger players. Because you have to take advantage of those padded practices, especially early in the season. That'll be our focus.
Mike, looking at the stats from the NFL, one thing jumped out at me because it's very uncharacteristic of your teams. Just one takeaway so far. Mm-hmm. What's got to happen in that end of things?
Well, we need to first get in position for the takeaway. I mean, it's takeaway opportunities is the first step. I thought we did a great job flying through the football against Seattle. We could get a better job tackling the catch, particularly our pass defense in the second game. So we need to learn from that because the takeaways come. They usually come in bunches, but you have to be in position first, and that's the footwork, the timing, the aggressiveness, and we got to get the takeaway opportunities up, and no different on the other side of it. We've given the ball away three times, but we've had the ball on the ground a number of times too. So we'll spend some extra time this week with the ball drills, catching the football, handling the football. We need to do a better job.
Thank you, Mike. Coming up, we'll go one-on-one with Ty Montgomery. Stay with us.
Takes the snap, shovel pass ahead to Montgomery to the end zone for the touchdown.
Honestly, I didn't even know that was number 300. So I ran to the sideline, and he told me, that's number 300. I was like, oh, that was a receiving touchdown? He was like, yeah.
The Mike McCarthy Show is sponsored by Bell & Health, Johnsonville, Ticketmaster, and Mills Fleet Farm.
He's got Montgomery. Fights his way inside the five to the end zone for the touchdown. Down the left sidelines. Touchdown.
Welcome back. As promised, Ty Montgomery joins us. Ty, thank you for coming. And the Atlanta game, now that it's in the rear view mirror, what do you see?
See some correctable mistakes, which is a positive, things that we'll be able to fix this week and play a better game next week.
I don't want to embarrass you, Ty, but you're the first player. First Green Bay Packer in 20 years to have a rushing TD, a receiving TD, and 75 or more receiving yards. That's a pretty good day's work, Ty.
Yeah, it was solid, but I wish there was more. Obviously the victory is what's really important.
Takes the snap, shovel pass ahead to Montgomery to the end zone for the touchdown.
Tell me what catching Aaron Rodgers' 300th touchdown pass means to you.
Honestly, I didn't even know that was number 300.
You had other things to think about.
Yeah, I was so focused on the game and everything. And honestly, I ran to the sideline, and he told me that's number 300. I was like, oh, that was a receiving touchdown? He was like, yeah, that's number 300. And I was congratulated him, but I feel honored just to be a part of this team and honored to play with a guy like Aaron. He's so deserving of all his accomplishments and everything that he's earned up to this point. I know he wants to just achieve even more.
Ty, that play, kind of a shovel pass there, and those plays always make me nervous. There's so much going on in a very confined space, and I always feel like we're on the verge of maybe disaster because there's so many arms and legs in the way. How do you handle that?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't think about all that stuff. I guess just focused on my objective, and my objective is to see the ball caught, see it come out of his hands, catch the ball, and just get forward, get in the end zone.
Ty, you're still doing a lot of business with yards after contact, making a ton of yards that way. And I want to talk about a play during the fourth quarter. You caught a little check down pass, and it was you and Devondre Campbell, and you didn't make contact. You gave him a move that I think broke his ankles. I mean, you took him right. It was an amazing move. You remember that play, and it was a great illustration. You don't always just go, hey, I'm just going to run into this dude just to create some contact and that kind of thing.
Yeah, I just felt myself in the open field and felt there was an opportunity to get to the outside and set him up, and exactly what I did. So just like I said before, my goal and my objective is to just be an efficient and effective football player, however that is.
Rodgers takes handoff, Montgomery around the left side, accelerates, end zone, touchdown.
Ty, you are running it, you're catching it, you're lined up all over the place, and you're pass protecting. Are you enjoying the role that's evolving for you?
I am, 100%. It's a lot of fun doing so many different things. it just keeps me so involved and in so many different aspects of the game at different points in the game that I just feel like I'm even more in tune with the game, and I'm loving it.
Ty, Bengals coming up. How do you go about turning the page and getting ready for the next opponent?
Watch the film, learn from my mistakes, and pick something that I need to work on. Pick something I want to focus on and hone that in, and really just don't dwell on the negative plays from last game. Just see them, learn from them, pick something to work on, and carry that into the next week. So that way I have something to focus on. I have some goals that I want to accomplish throughout the game to make sure that I effectively get my job done.
Ty, best of luck. Thanks for being with us. And we'll have more on the Mike McCarthy Show.
Gets a block from Montgomery. Lofts it down the left side. Adams over the shoulder. Attempt is made. Diving grab. Touchdown! They beat Robert Alford. A sensational grab by Devontae Adams.
Welcome back to the Mike McCarthy Show. Time to talk some X's and O's with the head coach. And Mike, it's early fourth quarter. Fourth and seven on the Atlanta 33. What'd you call and why?
Well, we're expecting two-man coverage or 44 matches, different combinations, where they're going to play a two-deep man under, and they've been playing it throughout the series. And, you know, this is obviously a big moment in the game. We're fighting to get back into the game. So we can see we always try to create triangles, and you see the two-deep safeties here. So they're obviously going to keep everything in front of them, and we're trying to build a triangle over here with Marty Bennett. And then we're going to run an out route, and then underneath, we got help for here, protection, you know, check wide, and shut this thing down. And we're always trying to build triangles. And then we go over here for the what we call a Kodak, is, you know, we're looking for a one-on-one opportunity potentially. And you can see where Aaron does with his eyes. This, it gets late in the play, and it really comes down to just really a great throw and a great catch. Because if you look at the progression, up top, you see Marty does a, you know, we're building a triangle here. Marty Bennett does a heck of a job here. He gets on top of the safety right there. You can see the out route by Randall, and they're playing it. You can see how the safety's really wide and over the top. So they're trying to, you know, take away the outbreaker there. So they're in good shape there, and that's a good reason why you see Aaron gets off of that. And then really it comes back down here to Devontae, and you just see the trust and belief and I think he fills the looper here on the stunt game here, on the backside of the protection, just makes an incredible throw and it's a fantastic catch. I mean, I can't say enough about what Devontae does here, and it's just really two great athletes making a great play is really what they come down to. I like to tell you it was a scheme. I like to tell you it was a play call. It was really a, you know, two guys making a play.
Mike, I want to switch the end zone view, and believe it or not, I don't want to ask you about the protection. I want to ask about Aaron Rodgers and what he's going through here, because he starts looking right, he'll come back to the left, look right again, and then go left. Is he digesting all these things mentally that you were talking about?
Definitely. I mean, the primary concepts over here, too, is right. So I'm the safety pushing all the way to the outside, because he's thinking Randall on pre-snap, because that's, you know, to get the first down. Marty does a great job inside on his route. So with that, when he comes back to Devontae, you know, he feels the color right in his face, and just makes a great throw. I mean, look at that right there. That's a great throw and a phenomenal catch by Devontae.
33 yards and a touchdown.
Two great players making a great play is what that is right there.
All right, thank you, Mike. Coming up, when did Mike McCarthy know Aaron Rodgers had the mystical it? We'll ask him that question when we come back.
The Mike McCarthy Show is sponsored by UW Health, Menards, Johnsonville, and Mills Fleet Farm.
Welcome back. Mike, Aaron Rodgers against the Atlanta Falcons throws his 300th touchdown pass. Now, you have been his coach for every one of them. And was there a moment, you came during his, or prior to his second year, was there a moment in his development where you thought, this guy has got the mystical it, he is a superhumanoid? Was there that defining moment? How did that happen?
Well, I think when you evaluate quarterbacks in the NFL, everybody wants to put a quarterback in the category. You know, can he be a starter, or you think he's not quite have enough to be a starter? And I always go back to the 2007 game against the Cowboys. I think it was Week 10. Somewhere there was a Thursday night game down there in the old Dallas Stadium, and Brett Favre was injured, and Aaron got into the game. And I've been there over my career, that moment where the quarterback goes into the game for the first time, whether it's Matt Hasselbeck or Aaron Brooks. I mean, you go through your career, and these guys first go into the game, there's a look in their eye, you know, how they react to it. Both teams, I think, were 10-1 at the time, so that was a big-time game, and we really had to keep our foot on the gas to keep up with the Cowboys that day. And he never blinked, and I'm going to say after about the second series, he gave us a chance to win that game. He played very well, and played with a lot of confidence, and more importantly, the way the other players on offense responded to him in the huddle. And that's a big moment for a quarterback. So because the communication, the command, how he approaches the line of scrimmage, he made some plays in that game. So I felt at that point right there that I said, hey, this guy can do it. Now, to what level? I mean, that's always the unknown. And the reality of it is he's got a lot of football left, so I know he hit 300, and I'm sure soon enough we'll be talking about 400 the way Aaron plays.
Thank you, Mike. Coming up, the last word from the coach. Stay with us.
Visit the Haberdasher Limited, the best quality men's clothing store in Green Bay. Offering suits, sportswear, and tailoring for men. 335 North Washington Street in Green Bay.
Welcome back. Time for the last word from the coach. And Mike, if you could, a couple of keys to beating the Bengals.
Well, let's go back to the turnover ratio. We need to win the turnover ratio. Very important. I think the second point is who runs the ball the best. You know, our run defense has to really step up, and we need to run the football downhill. This is a very mature, fundamentally sound defense. So those are the two things that I think will definitely set the course for the game. And then, like every game, it comes down to who makes the most big plays.
Mike, I saw you Monday after you'd seen the tape of the Falcon game, and I didn't get the sense you were discouraged at all, but you were encouraged by the fight your team showed. Is that accurate?
Oh, definitely. A lot of fight, and the management of how the game went. I think any time you get into a football game, and in some games there's a smoother ride than others, that was a very bumpy ride the whole game. So just the way players going in and out of the game, and I just thought our players did a tremendous job of jumping in there. When one guy went down, there was no hesitation, and we didn't have any substitution issues. The effort was there. Our efficiency wasn't quite what we wanted as a football team. So those are key components that you can build off of.
Mike, thank you. Good luck against the Bengals, and thank you for watching. Until next time, take care.